The city of Tampa has unveiled new bins for recycling on pedestrian corridors throughout downtown and the Channel District. This morning, in downtown's Likes Gaslight Square Park, the mayor and others used the backdrop of Earth Day to introduce the bins to the community. Christine Burdick is president of the Tampa Downtown Partnership.
You might think that trash isn't an exciting thing, but when we can be picking it up from people and making good use of it, recycling it, and putting it into the places, the right streams that it should go, and not just into our garbage, it's a very good day. And it's just another example of how the city of Tampa is committed both to the environment as well as to its citizens' future here.
There will initially be 20 bins placed throughout the area, especially places with a lot of foot traffic like the port, according to Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio.
Tampa already has recycling, curbside recycling in every neighborhood. We're very big on recycling. But we noted some months ago that if you walk through downtown, you have a water bottle or a can of soda, that you're really stuck with just throwing it in the same old trash receptacle as all the other trash. There was not an opportunity for our residents and our visitors and our downtown workers to place that plastic or aluminum in a separate container.
Tanya Brickhouse, the director of the city's Department of Solid Waste and Environmental Program Management, describes what the bins look like and what types of recyclables can be placed in them.
The green bins is just clearly they'll stick out. They're greens. The other ones are black. You got just very similar to what was out there. It's just that the green will stick out with the label on it. Plastic bottles, cans, anything that can be put in a blue box recycling bin, paper, you name it. Those kinds of things that are recyclable on the curbside are the same items that can be put into these green receptacles.
The green recycling bins look very similar to normal black garbage bins, but Brickhouse insists there's not much concern about people mistakenly using them for trash.
We call that contamination, but more and more the recycling contractors or companies, the people that specialize in doing the sorting of recycling are able to figure out how they mitigate that. But we call it contamination. The goal is, however, because of the green, because of the label, it'll make people think twice about making sure that they're putting it in the proper receptacle.